exploitation.
We have a duty to fight for our freedom.
We have a duty to
win. We must love and protect one another. We have nothing to lose but our chains. We have come too far. We won't turn around. We'll flood the streets with justice.
We
are freedom bound. Let's go!
Good morning.
You guys really got us ready. Thank you so much, Kelly. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Let me ask our speakers to please join me up here at the front. And good morning, buenos dias. I am David Alvarez. I am the assembly member representing the District 80 in San Diego. And I am really excited to be here this morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Thank you all so much. I want to start by sharing that just a few months ago, we were standing on the steps right behind us of the Capitol with just a handful of students. Here's one of the images, actually, from that very first event that we had with six students who joined us at the beginning of this journey. We now have all the students that are here today and many more that have come through the halls of the Capitol to speak up, to make sure that their voice is heard. And so far, we have seen what that has done. And so that brings us to where we are today. But first, I must start to share my own story, because throughout this whole process, I have been inspired by the young people who have provided their testimony, who has been the driving force behind this effort, and who without them, we would not be here today. I am the son of immigrant parents and siblings who came to this country without documents. I was born and raised, and still am happy to be blessed to call Barrio Logan in San Diego my home. And so I know what it is to struggle. I know what it is to sometimes be in fear, live in fear because of your documented status, of feeling that your loved ones may not be safe at the end of the day. Your loved ones who are working hard may not come back because of, unfortunately, what happened in the 80s and 90s, and unfortunately still continues to happen in many parts of this country, which is raids against our immigrant communities. And so it is with that history that I am inspired by the young people who are here today. These brilliant students are not just incredibly smart, but they are incredibly courageous. That's right. They are the reason why we are here today. Without them, we would not be here today. Every day, they take on the risk of being undocumented. That is a real risk, unfortunately, in our country and in our state of California. Yet they still overcome barriers time and again. These students are unable to be paid for the work that they do to obtain jobs on campus, and that significantly impacts their ability to be successful in their academic endeavors. Why are we here, though? How did we get here? And what are we fighting for? Unfortunately, the federal government and Congress, time after time, has failed Americans, and it has failed our dreamers. California is home to 83,000 undocumented students. However, the number of DACA-eligible students on campuses has been consistently going down as the court and administrations in the past have restricted the eligibility criteria to narrow the access to younger generations. That's why the students here and their bravery to fight for change has inspired me. Their movement was long before I introduced legislation, and that is important to acknowledge. Their movement is about creating equal opportunity for all. Assembly Bill 2586 will provide equal access to campus employment opportunities for all students, regardless of their immigration status. This will be at the University of California, the California State University System, and our community colleges. California colleges and universities have the legal authority to authorize the hiring of all students, regardless of their documented status, and of graduates. They can do that today. Legal experts have determined that the federal prohibition on hiring undocumented individuals does not include state entities. So this bill is narrowly crafted with that in mind. This is an argument that is supported by dozens of other legal scholars and the nation's leading legal experts. Assembly Bill 2586 allows students to be in the applicant pool and levels the playing field for these opportunities. Undocumented immigrants work hard, and they should be getting the benefits of the programs that are available with their hard-earned tax dollars. When more people are able to work and contribute to the state's economy, we all benefit. That's how we got here today. These students and thousands more that they represent from throughout the entire state of California, from the border with Oregon to the border with Mexico, have been vetted by our academic institutions. These students that have been promised that if they work hard, they will have a future. These students have invested in themselves as we've asked them to do, and now it's time for California to invest in them. Woo-hoo! Estos son los estudiantes que nos hacen orgullosos. Estos son los estudiantes que se enfocan, que trabajan y que están listos para proveer más a nuestro estado. Estos son los estudiantes que han luchado con corazón, con esfuerzo, con lágrimas, con sacrificio de sus familias para ese sueño americano que se les prometió. Ellos están haciendo su parte. Ahora es tiempo de que California también haga de su parte. And it is amazing that these young people are always at the center of these events and at these at the testimony of AB 2586. Why? Because it has always been the case in the history that when young people lead, we all follow and listen. And we have someone with us today that I am incredibly honored to introduce. I know that the work of this amazing woman does is full of passion, but I also know, without even asking her, that she believes in our young people every single day. She has been fighting for decades for the future of California, and she is joining us today to fight for us, for our undocumented students, so they have an opportunity for all. Please join me in welcoming Icon Dolores Huerta.
Thank you very much, Assemblyman Alvarez, for asking me to join in this very, very special moment. We know that all of the young people behind me and all of these young people that have struggled so hard to get where they're at, number one, to be able to even be in college to begin with, whether it be at the community college level, the state level, or the university level, their struggle is one that really needs to be admired because they have not had it easy. They have had to overcome many, many obstacles. And they're doing this actually to contribute to us, to contribute to our state, to contribute to the social fabric of California. God knows that they should be admired, and they should be given every possible opportunity to continue their work and their contributions that they are making to our society. We have many brilliant people that are, they want to contribute, they want to do more, they want to work at the different levels of our educational system, but right now they are being deprived of doing that, and there is no reason why. Thank you, Assemblyman Alvarez, for taking away the obstacles that are keeping them and keeping us also from benefiting from the contributions that they are wanting to give us, okay? So this is a win-win situation for everyone. We know that they have tremendous leadership. They have so much to contribute, and there's no reason why they should be denied and why we should be denied of all of the achievements that they want to actually gain for us. So I just want to say to all of our legislative members over there in this House, we need you in the Assembly. And we know the Assembly has already supported. They had a very big win in the Assembly. Now we want to call upon the senators to also do the same thing. It doesn't take a lot of courage to do the right thing, and we are asking you, please do the right thing. please vote for Opportunities for All again so we can continue winning, we can continue winning, we can continue gaining, we can become a much more richer nation. Thank you so much. Please support us. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much.
And again, this movement from the beginning has been a student-led movement, and so it's really an honor to turn it over to a student voice to share the significance of why this legislation is so important. Please join me in welcoming a CSU student, Fatima Seferino.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Fatima Zeferino, and I am an undocumented student at California State University, Long Beach. I am here today to urge our state leaders to strongly support the Opportunity for All Act, AB 2586. Before it became a bill, the Opportunity for All campaign began in the UC by undocumented students and legal scholars across universities of California. As an undocumented student at the CSU, I followed the campaign and stayed informed to educate other undocumented students on my campus and other CSUs, hoping to bring the Opportunity for All campaign to the CSU. I still remember how heartbroken I was after watching the UC fail its students in January of this year by deferring their promise to provide undocumented students equal access to employment opportunities. But of that came the opportunity and the creation of this legislation that has expanded to the CSUs and community colleges. As college students, we are investing in our education, but unlike most, undocumented students are not getting anything in return. With 77% of undocumented students in public institutions and California hosting the largest number of these students, state leaders must act now to ensure that all students can pursue their educational and career aspirations. Currently, thousands of college students like me cannot apply for jobs, internships, and other paid opportunities offered by our campuses simply because of our status. This includes work-study jobs, student leadership roles, and graduate assistant positions. Not having access to these opportunities hinders our ability to continue our education. Despite our hard work and contributions, we face significant barriers that prevent us from accessing the same opportunities as our peers. For example, at CSUOB, I have applied to different positions ranging from internships, research assistants, and fellowships. When I apply to these roles, I do it with the hope that it will help me develop professionally, but more importantly, allow me to meet my basic needs in housing, food, and personal health expenses. During my sophomore year at CSUOB, I was in the process of applying to a research position that was open to undergraduates. While applying, I was anxious and worried that my status would be taken into consideration as a qualified candidate. After much debate, I requested a meeting with the program coordinator to reassure myself that I would be supported as a student to participate in an opportunity that would advance my career. However, I was restricted from applying because it was a paid position that was not open to undocumented students. Although I am constantly praised for my accomplishments and told my experiences and work ethic are desired, it's discouraging to get denied opportunities because of my immigration status. Universities like the CSU emphasize their commitment to equal opportunity for all students who seek to earn a degree. This commitment must apply to all students regardless of our immigration status. We have the right to access equal and equitable opportunities at our universities. When we, as students, cannot be compensated for our work or obtain on-campus jobs, it severely impacts our ability to pay for our tuition, supplies, housing, and other necessities. Most students can apply for any job on campus, helping them financially and advance their careers, while we, undocumented students, must rely on limited resources. We, as students, should not have to struggle for our right to survive on our campus while pursuing a degree that will ultimately go back to our community. Many people ask, well, what about DACA? The continued legal challenges to DACA has left thousands of students like myself without protection and work authorization. State leaders must recognize that DACA is no longer a viable option for undocumented students in California. While the Opportunity for All is not a replacement for DACA or a permanent solution for undocumented immigrants, it would provide immediate, necessary relief for students like me who have been unfairly denied the opportunities as my peers. Today, I urge California senators to pass AB 2586, as it would change the lives of undocumented students at UCs, CSUs, and community colleges by allowing us to have access to the opportunities that come with an education. California has been a leader in protecting and advocating for the rights of immigrants and their families. Recent policies and initiatives demonstrate our state's commitment to this cause, but we must continue to act. By passing AB 2586, we can ensure that all students, regardless of their immigration status, have the chance to thrive and contribute to our shared future. Thank you.
Thank you, Fatima, for sharing your story and your testimony. Appreciate that. I'd now like to introduce Stephanie with the UCLA Immigration Center. Sorry, I don't have your full name, Stephanie. Please come forward. Introduce yourself.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Stephanie Martinez-Tiffer, and I'm a staff attorney at the Center for Immigration Law and Policy at the UCLA School of Law, which is a mouthful, so I understand, and we call it SILP for short. I'm so honored to be standing here today alongside these inspiring leaders to demand equal employment opportunities for all students at the UC, Cal States, and community colleges, regardless of their immigration status. We at SILP have had the immense privilege of working with many of these student leaders for the past couple of years and have seen firsthand how challenging it is to simultaneously pursue their studies while they're fighting for their right to survive on their college campuses. And we are here today to tell you once again that it does not have to be this way. As my colleagues explained in a legal memo endorsed by more than two dozen of the nation's most prominent legal scholars, the Immigration Reform and Control Act, the 1986 federal law that prohibits the hiring of undocumented people, does not apply to state governments or state entities like the UC, Cal States, and California Community Colleges. If Congress seeks to legislate in an area of traditional state control, it must mention the states explicitly if it wishes to bind them. The rules governing whom states can hire as their own employees are an area of traditional state control. Because nothing in the statute expressly binds or even mentions state governments or their branches, it does not bind them. This is the legal authority that underlies the Opportunity for All Act, AB 2586, and that has bolstered the recent years of powerful student-led advocacy at colleges and universities across the state. These students embody the spirit of what California aspires to be. They are actively engaged in their campus and local communities, and they are eager to contribute their skills and knowledge. Undocumented students in California have already had to study for too long in a system that denies them the essential work and educational employment opportunities available to their peers. They deserve nothing less than full equality now. We urge the senators voting today to continue California's proud legacy of leadership in protecting and advancing the rights and opportunities of everyone who calls this state home. We urge the senators to pass the Opportunity for All Act. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie, and thank you for your legal work. We know we would not be here today without you. We're also really proud to have the support of the UCLA Labor Center, who ensures that there are opportunities and good opportunities for work for everyone in California. So please join me in welcoming Kent Wong.
Thank you, Assemblymember Alvarez, for your leadership in this very important issue. Thank you, Fatima. Thank you, Stephanie. But most of all, I want to give a shout out to Dolores Huerta, who got up before the sun this morning to drive here to Sacramento to stand in solidarity with our students. I first met Dolores Huerta when I was 18 years old as an undergraduate student at the University of California, the same age as many of the students behind me. And Dolores Huerta inspired me to become a boycott organizer for the United Farm Workers of America, and she changed my life. And that has been her career, where she continues to change the lives of young people and lifting up opportunities for them. And that's why she has made this a priority. When Dolores Huerta stands with you, you are on the right side of history, and we are calling on the California State Senate to stand on the right side of history. I became a labor attorney. I have been teaching labor studies and ethnic studies at UCLA for more than 30 years. The finest students in my career have been undocumented students who, against all obstacles, have persevered, who have stayed in school, who have worked hard, who have studied hard. And now they are prepared to use their talents to give back to our community. And yet, although the largest concentration of undocumented immigrant students in the country are in the three branches of higher education in the University of California, California State University System, and California Community Colleges, they're being denied opportunities that all of their other classmates have. If given the opportunity today, I would hire some of our students to work as our teaching assistants, as our researchers, as student outreach workers who could contribute not only to their own education, to their own families and their communities, but indeed they would enrich the work of colleges and universities throughout the state of California. The California State Legislature has gone on record to change immigration policy, such as AB 540, the California Dream Act, and healthcare access for undocumented immigrants in the state of California. These are breakthrough pieces of legislation that took courage and took perseverance. And we are calling on the California State Senate today. It is your turn to do the right thing, to remove the barriers to equal opportunities for these students and thousands of other undocumented students throughout the state of California. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank all of the speakers today and let you all know that we still have the road ahead. There is work that still needs to be done. We will continue to be inspired, and this work will continue to be centered with students providing their testimony to the California Senate. We have been successful, as been mentioned, in the State Assembly. I want to thank my colleagues in the Assembly. It was a bipartisan, actually supported bill that we passed in the Assembly, and we are now going to the Senate. I would like to take a moment to briefly just acknowledge some of the senators who have been part of our of this bill, including Majority Leader Lena Gonzalez, who was with us, thank you, who was with us at the onset, Senator Menjivar, Senator Durazo, and Senator Padilla. These are all four of our senators. We have more work to do. It takes 21 senators. I know you all are really good at math. 21 out of 40 in order for this to pass the Senate and then move on to the next stage. So as we have been doing since the beginning, we will continue to focus our message on the fact that these young people are some of the most inspiring people we have in the state of California. In California, we have proven that when we want to do things right by our community, by our population, we do that. It is now time that we do right by these individuals, these dreamers, these young people who are the future of California, and who without them we will not be successful. So the message to everyone out there is, join us in supporting young people who have done what we have asked for them to do and what we expect of every young person to do, which is to work hard, to dedicate yourself, to do your studies, and to be successful, and to complete your education. These students are doing that and have done that, and there will be thousands and thousands more that will. The question is, will California be ready to receive that talent, to receive all those skills, and to put them to work, and to give an opportunity for all? This bill, AB 2586, is that vehicle to provide that opportunity for all, for students here in California, so that we can lead the nation and send the message that our undocumented students are worthy and that they are important and that they matter to us. So with that, thank you very much for being here. Thank you all, and we will be around for questions from the audience. One more time, let's give a round of applause to all the students.